Well, it is a book that changed the personal development scene many years ago and still is popular today. We're talking about Dr. Stephen Covey and The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It is a book that gets mentioned a lot by my next guest, Sally Thibault, who I think, Sally, most weeks you would mention something to do with The 7 Habits.
Yes, I do. I studied it a number of years ago and it's still one of my go-tos, The 7 Habits.
So we're going to explore the 7 habits over the next 7 weeks. The first one is to be proactive in all aspects of their life. So I thought we'd start by looking at that phrase, proactive. What does that actually mean?
It means simply that you are going to take responsibility for your life, that you decide no matter what happens, you're going to find a solution and you're going to sort it out. You know, a lot of things are happening at the present time out of our control. Rather than bemoaning the fact that it's happened, is okay, well, how am I going to find a solution to this? And that was, to me, a wonderful way he started those habits, was be proactive.
What are the biggest stumbling blocks, Sally, to us being proactive?
Number one is the words we use. And our words can fly, you know, just roll off our tongue without us even thinking about it. And to me, your words are a reflection of what you believe. I can't, or I have to, or if only. And that sort of sets up this belief that I have nothing, I can't do anything about it. So just as simple as changing your words to I can, I will, I prefer. I love the words I choose. I choose to see this differently. Just that very aspect, that way of changing your words, allows your brain to go seeking solutions.
So number two, this is a really, again, along that sense of taking responsibility. Mm-hmm. Being proactive means being a solution seeker.
Yeah. I remember years ago when I was working in corporate, talking to my boss about this one day, and he said, don't bring me the problem, bring me the solution.
Mm.
And it's something that has always stayed with me, is that whenever you want to have a conversation with somebody, and you want to create some change, don't take them the problem. Take them the solution. And when you start to think in terms like that, or even saying to your children, if your kids come up with a problem, say, okay, what do you think is the solution to this? Again, it has this empowering feel about it. We say this all the time in our house. Mm. I will find the answer. I will create the solution. And of course, inevitably we do, because the minute you say those words, you choose to be a solution seeker, again, your brain goes searching for ways to make that happen.
And number three really continues that theme. Proactive people are responsible for their own circumstances and reality. Explain that for me.
Well, you can't change your circumstances, but you can change the way that you view them. This thing is happening and it's not so good and I don't like it, but how can I change the way I view it? And when you do that, there's a different feel about it. So when you think in terms of being proactive, it just brings this totally different energy to everything you do.
Okay. Be proactive. It is the first of the 7 habits of highly effective people. And, of course, we're talking about those over the next 7 weeks. Originally come together by Dr. Stephen Covey. My special guest today, though, is transformational wellness and accountability coach Sally Thibault. You can find details at Sally's website, sallythibault.com.au. That's sallythibault.com.au. And number two will be next week. Thanks, Sally. Look forward to it. We'll talk to you then.
Great. Thanks, Tim.